Sacred Names, Obeying Jesus Christ, or Following Traditions of Men. Many people sincerely believe that to honor God they must pronounce His name in a certain way. But is that what Scripture really teaches? To answer this question, it is helpful to ask another question. Do we obey Jesus Christ, or do we follow the traditions of men? Jesus Christ warned of false teachers who taught men's traditions in place of God's commandments. Mark 7, verse 7. He warned that false teachers would come, claiming to represent Him and deceiving many. Matthew 24, verse 5. He warned that many would deny God's law in Matthew 7, verses 21 through 23, and that sin would abound. Matthew 24, verse 12. But He never warned about people needing to know exactly how to pronounce the Tetragrammaton or any sacred name. Why? Because that knowledge is unnecessary. Honoring God in all our ways is vital, and that includes keeping all His commandments. Psalm 119, verse 172, and 1 John 5, verses 2 through 3. Sacred names proponents who claim that one should utter someone's opinion of what his name should sound like are confusing traditions of men with the real teachings of Scripture. So why is there such confusion over the Tetragrammaton, YHWH or YHWH? Shortly before the time of Christ, devout Jews began to avoid speaking the Tetragrammaton because they feared breaking the third commandment. When reading God's name, they began to substitute the Hebrew word Adonai, meaning Lord. A contributing reason is that Old Hebrew contained no written vowels. Beginning around the late 6th century AD, written Hebrew vowel points were placed within the substituted Hebrew word Adonai, the word that hundreds of years earlier had been inserted to replace the Tetragrammaton, YHWH. Later, by the 12th century AD, vowels from the Hebrew Adonai were inserted into the Latinized Tetragrammaton, yielding variations such as Jehovah, Yahweh, or Yehoah. In 1270, the Dominican monk Raymond Martini became the first recorded person to use the name Jehovah. The product of Roman Catholic scholars adding vowels from Adonai to the consonants YHWH. Their pronunciation was possibly Yehoah, the Latinized Jehovah, but was this the original pronunciation of the Tetragrammaton? Hundreds of years had passed since the Jews had ceased speaking the Tetragrammaton, so it was impossible for them to know. The certain precise pronunciation of YHWH had simply been lost. Imitating Raymond Martini or any other supposed authority today is simply guessing at what the earliest pronunciations of the Tetragrammaton could have been. Most honest scholars will admit that with the passing of the centuries, the certain knowledge of the name's pronunciation had been lost, and God has not seen fit to restore that knowledge to His church. In any case, even if He did, the majority of His people, not worshiping in Hebrew, would still have no cause and no requirement to use that exact Hebrew pronunciation. But does the opinion of some 13th century Catholic monk even matter? Must we worry about pronouncing a certain name of God in a certain way? No and no. The Bible reveals both the Father and the Son by numerous names in both the Old and New Testaments. God is called El 235 times in the Old Testament. Genesis 28, verse 3, for example, and Elohim more than 2,600 times. Genesis 1:1, Isaiah 40, verse 1. King David calls God Adonai YHWH in 2 Samuel 1, verse 18. In the New Testament, the Apostle Peter calls Jesus Christ by the Greek,